The Interior Department says Arizona will get $2 million from the Land and Water Conservation Fund. The money comes from offshore oil and gas leases and will be used for outdoor recreation and conservation projects identified by the state. Without congressional action, the program is scheduled to lapse at the end of the month, but last week, the U.S. House Natural Resources Committee approved a bill to reauthorize it. Gloria Montaño-Green has been pushing for the LWCF to be reauthorized. She's the advocacy director for CHISPA Arizona, which is a program of the League of Conservation Voters. And Gloria, is the bill that came out of the House committee what you were hoping for?
Well, we were hoping that Congress would take action on the Land and Water Conservation Fund. It's set to expire on September 30th, which is very concerning for us. It's a bill that doesn't, it's a fund that doesn't charge the taxpayer and has been investing in such great community activities over its 50-year history. And so for Congress to let it expire in 2 weeks would have really been unfortunate. So what Congress did was had a really tight-knit negotiation that got through. It's a major step forward to get the bill passed, and it has a lot of great items in it. We would really appreciate it for it to be better designated about the funding, specifically for the Land and Water Conservation Fund. The bill that moved forward addresses Land and Water Conservation Fund to reauthorize it permanently, so we don't have to be fighting for this every 5 years. And it also identified that specific funding for the National Park Maintenance Backlog, and we would really like it to have the funding for the Land and Water Conservation Fund as well.
Let me ask you about one of the criticisms of this plan, which is that federal money is funding what are ostensibly state and local projects, things like parks and sports fields and swimming pools, things like that, whereas the federal money should maybe go for national parks or more federal-type programs. I'm wondering how you respond to an argument like that.
I think this fund's responsibility was to make sure that Americans and that the country had access to outdoor recreation. And in outdoor recreation are various definitions. For what has been its history and what should continue to be its future, the Land and Water Conservation, it's making sure that we have access to soccer fields, to little mini water access in the middle of cities, to be able to have walking trails, as well as to be able to invest into those national lands like the Grand Canyon or Coronado Forest or Tumacacori Mission. The history and the basis of the Land and Water Conservation Fund was to be able to invest in outdoor recreation, be it state, local, or national, and that should continue to be the future that it invests in.
So you think the money should be used for all of it and not, you know, separated out by what kind of project it is or where it is?
Correct.
If this program is not reauthorized and the money goes away, what parks or what projects in Arizona might be affected?
In Arizona, the ones that are specifically stated are some federal land ones, right? So the Ironwood or some of the proactive ones that are being pitched. And then the state grants that have been able to be invested into it would definitely go away versus having the option and possibility. And what that would mean for local municipalities that have used some of the funds to offset what they have to fundraise to do investment in parks would completely go away, and they'd have to further delay any investment they have locally. So let's bring the fund that is supposed to be going to these areas, to this entity, to this purpose, and let it to move forward. And, you know, Congress hasn't fully given the money directly to the parks like it's been funded. So perhaps the money that has been allotted and the fees that have been gathered should always be fully funded and not be designated into other areas.
Do you think that cities and states, maybe specifically cities in Arizona and the state of Arizona, have the capacity to fund some of the projects that this federal fund is paying for?
Well, you look at bonds that happen throughout the city and throughout the states, and they've had to find ways to be able to fund this and to offset it. What it would be able to do is, why would you have to fundraise more money when this is already a fund that is available? And so this is going to have to make local municipalities, counties, and the state fundraise even more to address these needs.
Gloria Montaño-Green is advocacy director for CHISPA Arizona. But despite the bipartisan support of both the chairman of the House Natural Resources Committee, Utah Republican Rob Bishop, and the panel's ranking Democrat, Arizona's Raul Grijalva, not everyone thinks the program should continue. For that perspective, I turn to Nick Loris via Skype. He's a research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, where he focuses on energy and environment issues. And Nick, what do you make of the bill that passed the House committee?
I'm a little disappointed, honestly, because, you know, we feel that the program should expire and should be permanently sunset. for two simple reasons. One is that the federal government already owns a heck of a lot of land, 640 million plus acres, not to mention all the mineral rights underneath a lot of that land. And providing a permanent mechanism to acquire more land when they're having difficulty managing the land that they already have is problematic, to say the least. And secondly, where a lot of the funding goes to state and local projects, while they may be worthwhile projects, I don't think it necessarily is the role of the federal government to use taxpayer dollars from someone in Arizona to pay for a swimming pool in Iowa or a golf course in Pennsylvania.
So is your problem more with the types of projects that are being funded or the way in which these projects are being funded?
Mostly the way in which they're being funded. I think it makes sense, and there's value in having local baseball fields, soccer fields, swimming pools, but I think there's better ways to better connect the people who derive the value from those types of parks and playgrounds to the people who should pay for them. I think it makes sense if you want to raise taxes, if you want to try to find nonprofit donations, if you want to charge entrance fees, but that way it's tethered more to the people who are valuing the use of these programs.
So are these things then that presumably the state and cities should be looking for the money, either raising it themselves or, as you say, maybe looking for grants or nonprofits with whom to partner?
Yeah, and I think they do that already. It's just when the federal government will come in and pay for half of a project, it makes it a lot easier to go forward with that project, and it bodes well for the politicians who support that project, which I think is why it has such widespread bipartisan support, is that, you know, a mayor or a state politician or even a federal member of Congress can go to a ribbon cutting ceremony and say, you know, look at these funds I brought down to the local level and to our state. And that only helps come re-election time. Whereas I think if these projects are truly valuable and worthwhile for states and local communities, then they should be able to secure financing through other mechanisms rather than through the federal coffers.
Do you draw a distinction between things like parks and sports fields and swimming pools and things like that versus things like state parks or open space, you know, forests, you know, open desert type areas in a place like Arizona that maybe have more broad appeal beyond just sort of a city limits?
Yeah, I do. And I think there's also mechanisms to finance the use of those that shouldn't necessarily be connected to oil and gas royalty revenue as the Land and Water Conservation Fund is. But I do think there's an opportunity certainly to address, you know, the multi-billion dollar maintenance backlog that we're seeing at our federal parks and through federal lands, where these aren't necessarily sexy projects when it comes to fixing a leaky toilet or maintaining a trail, but at the same time, there's a very big maintenance backlog at the federal parks and on federal lands that warrants more attention.
Nick Loris is a research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, where he focuses on energy and environment issues.